You're with SBS Radio.
This is a math lesson with a twist, a shake, and a swoop.
Three head bobs plus two pecs, and then we're doing three walks, and then you die.
That is a year 8 student at Adelaide's Woodville High School trying to figure out how to turn complex algebraic equations into dance moves. Tamia Blackwell, a year 11 student, is running the unique workshop alongside fellow pupil Bryce Court.
Just using letters to represent movements and numbers to represent beats, they work really well together, and not only does it change your perspective on maths, but it opens opportunities to having fun during learning maths as well.
The two students are both dancers in an Indigenous dance group. They draw on their cultural style of dance to bring the questions to life. The workshop goes on tour, by invitation, to different schools across South Australia. Bryce Court says the response by students has been overwhelmingly positive.
We've run up with a couple hundred students now, and every student that I've seen participate in the workshop have been engaged and involved and understand it.
Year 8 student Zandra says it has helped her think about mathematics in a different way.
So it may not be as logical as some math things are, but it's still teaching us the fundamentals that we need to learn.
The lesson also explores how Indigenous Australians have long used mathematical ideas, as Bryce Court explains.
You have a spear, you can throw a spear, but with an extra half a metre piece of wood, you can go three times longer. So we've got that aerodynamics and that physics sort of thinking.
The workshop has its origins in theoretical research. The chairman of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Mathematics Alliance, Dr. Chris Matthews, developed the model on which the idea is based.
Maths can be a real gatekeeper for us in a whole range of careers. But I think for me, intellectually, I think kids engage with it more knowing how it connects to them and to the world around them.
It was Indigenous education officer and artist Kargun Fogarty who then turned the idea of mathematics through storytelling into a dance concept.
Mathematics has just been a big part of our culture, and I suppose what people like myself and Chris are trying to do is to reach out to these young fellas to help them understand how intelligent our people were here.
Both men are Aboriginal educators trying to encourage more Indigenous young people into science and mathematical fields. Tamia Blackwell and Bryce Court came up with their version of the workshop after meeting Dr. Matthews at a conference. Ms. Blackwell says they hope to make mathematics and Indigenous culture more accessible to students of all backgrounds.
So the whole purpose of our workshop is to change stereotypes and give Aboriginal young kids and anyone the message that you can do anything, and you can, whether it's through STEM, whether it's through culture, you can do anything.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.